I'd like now to introduce Maura Duse-Studi. She is director of the play Seven Jewish Children, which is being performed this Sunday, July 12th at 7 p.m. at El Museo Cultural here in Santa Fe. And Ellen Fox, she's a psychotherapist, an acting student of Maura's, and a performer in this play. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So this is a very short, very intense play by the playwright Carol Churchill, written in response to the Israeli attacks in Gaza earlier this year. It's short, and nothing is said directly, as far as I can tell, having read the script, to really place it in time and geography. A lot of it is inferred by the knowledge of the audience. Tell us how the play is constructed.
The play is constructed into seven very short scenes that are almost just sound bites of dialogue. And the playwright didn't give us any indication of who says what, who the characters are, or even the time or place that these scenes occur, which was of great interest to me as the director. That's one reason why I agreed to take on this project, was I thought a lot could be shaped by how you chose to make those choices, you know, how you chose to allot the lines to different actors and who you thought they were. And although it won't be delineated in the performance, I'm hoping, as an acting teacher and as a director, the performers and I have talked about where we think it's occurring and who these people are and background, all good basic acting practices. I hope that by making these choices, it colors the play, you know, in a particular way.
There is an arc, I think, in the play that moves from a suggestion that it begins in the Holocaust through European immigration to Israel, through the possible evacuation of Arab villages and Jews taking those over, through the Seven-Day War, to the whole settlement issue, and ends with the Gaza War of January. And I think that that is there to look at the narrative of Israeli identity and how the actions that have ended, that how Gaza has happened.
Well, I think the genius of this play is that the script is answers to questions from children that you don't hear.
That's right.
Yeah, well, actually, they're answers for four children who, yeah, don't appear in the play. There's no children in the play. But really, it's more about the adults in each of these children's lives trying to figure out how to inform or not inform them of what's going on, what the events surrounding them are. I think that that's another thing that fascinated me about the play. There's several different voices, if you will, almost in each scene, different points of view of how much we should inform our children, what's safe to tell them, what's comfortable. And that really says a lot, again, about how intergenerationally we inform our children so that their opinions are formed, and again says a lot about maybe the progression of how the events that we're dealing with today came to be.
I think it also brings up, and this is a very universal aspect of the play, it brings up a lot of questions about children's innocence. What do we tell them? What do we choose not to tell them? Whether it be about political issues or family issues or anything else. And though the truth, you know, what can they handle and not handle? And then the truth and lies and sort of obfuscations that then adults have in themselves that they internalize from what they're told. Because, of course, today's adults are the children who were being told these answers that are the script of the play.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that's so interesting about it. And it is a big issue. I mean, you know, just as a parent, I have a 15-year-old myself, and, you know, all through his school years, just now I'm feeling very, you know, feeling that I must be very candid with him and truthful about things that when he was 7 or 8, of course, I wanted to either shield him from or soft pedal, because children can't take a lot of trauma, really. You know, so it is a big issue.
Well, I can relate to that very personally in terms of the narratives I heard growing up in Brooklyn as a Jewish girl and being sent to Hebrew school, at that time against my will, but being very steeped in Jewish culture and being very excited about the Israeli victory in the 67-day war, and then gradually more and more coming to examine what was I really being told, what was really going on, what values that I consider to be Jewish begin to be violated, especially now. And so I have really changed my perspective from what I was told to a much more critical, a kind of critical thinking approach as I got older. And I think that that's very much what our group is about as well, because we formed with the war on Gaza, and we formed because so many of us were troubled that basic Jewish values were being violated.
And the group is called Another Jewish Voice.
Of Santa Fe.
Of Santa Fe. And there's many other groups around the country called Another Jewish Voice in many other cities.
Yeah.
And it's made up of Jews and Gentiles.
Yes.
So, and this is the group that's presenting the play. And it's interesting for you as a director, Mara Dew-Studi, that almost none of the people in the play are actors. They're members of the group. And so they're bringing to it the passion about these issues.
Very much so. And as you may know, I'm an acting teacher here in Santa Fe as well, and Ellen has actually worked with me, so she's one of our professional actors.
Well,
but, you know, when people are so connected to an issue and so passionate about it, it's amazing and a wonderful thing to see how just giving them a few basic acting tools and some basic acting direction, and they can really step up to the plate and do a wonderful job, and I'm very proud of everybody.
And the other thing that I've been fascinated with is we have a cast of very diverse people with very diverse experience, and many of our people are 67, 70, 80, and how the life experience comes through in the performance is very rich.
Interesting.
You know, and actually one of the most enriching things about this experience for me has been, as I said, when I looked at the script, you know, it was wide open to interpretation, and certainly my interpretation as a director of, you know, the how the events unfold and who these people are, but it's been a wonderful and fabulous education for me to open up and ask the people of the group who have this wealth of life experience. I mean, there's a couple of people in the group that are
over 80.
80, yeah. You know, who were there, basically, or, you know, lived through all these things and have just so many wonderful opinions and tales to tell. And it was, like I said, I just opened myself up and said, I'm not as well educated on this issue as you are, so please inform me. And it's been a wonderful lesson.
We're talking about the play Seven Jewish Children, which is being performed this Sunday, July 12th at 7 o'clock in El Museo Cultural here in Santa Fe. And what's one of the interesting things about the play is that it can be read or performed by any number of actors.
Right.
20.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there are several versions on YouTube that have done. It's being done all around the world. I mean, even as we speak, who knows, it's mushrooming and so there are several versions on YouTube that have been done in England and in the United States.
This one on Israel.
Yeah.
Really?
And,
yeah.
Street theater. Very effective.
They and everyone is different. So, you know, it really is up to the interpretation. I mean, the interpretation of the director or the actors really colors the play. And that was one thing, at looking at some of the performances on YouTube, I was very interested in presenting it differently than what I've seen heretofore.
Yeah, I want to add to that. Our group really did struggle with whether we should do this or not. And basically, everybody agreed, yes, we should do it, because we're aware that the first criticism that we will probably hear is that it's anti-Semitic.
And it has, in fact, generated that controversy
elsewhere.
It has elsewhere.
Before, right. And that's a conversation that I would like to really open at some point, because I think that's a very superficial first reaction to the kind of inquiry that the play is presenting.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. As a psychotherapist, you see people's reactions when they are caused by trauma and when they're, you know, rational responses to the event happening in the present tense. And I feel, and you know more about this than I do, but I feel sometimes that the reaction, oh, that's anti-Semitic, or oh, you're anti-Semitic, or whatever, is a kind of traumatic reaction.
I think that's right. It's my theory, but not just my theory, that a lot of the transition from acts of being oppressed to acts of oppression in this particular context come from a population that has a lot of unhealed trauma. And when you don't heal trauma, you perpetrate trauma again and again and again. And so I think that that's correct. When I was in Israel myself, I told this story. I was there in 71. I could literally feel viscerally how much anxiety there was in the air. I think people are still very frightened, and in certain ways that's been cultivated, perhaps not for the best ends. And so I do feel that, you know, this is one way that we have moved from being oppressed ourselves to oppressing others.
And that was one of my interests in doing the play, was I wanted to expose the fact that there is that trauma, and right or wrong or whatever the result is, that, you know, it needs to be understood to help heal the situation as well, I think. And so that was kind of my reaction to a couple of the other presentations of the play that I saw on YouTube. They were very aggressive and not understanding of that part of the picture. And so I felt it was important to do a presentation that did have a little more understanding of that issue.
I think I want to say that Maura has really brought to the play a great deal of humanity. She told us in the beginning she wanted us to do this with compassion and from a heart place, and I really feel that her direction has achieved that, and that that's where we're coming from.
And that's a powerful place from which to take on issues that are very divisive, because it means having compassion for every player in the drama.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we've also set it up so that after we do the play, which is only about 20 minutes, we want to have a conversation with the audience about what has been brought up for them, what are their thoughts, feelings, and reflections, so people can share with each other what it's been like for them to watch this play.
So this play has actually generated quite a bit of controversy worldwide.
Well, I think one of the things is that, again, I think the way it's presented, you know, if it's presented with an aggressive attitude or it can just, you know, immediately put people off, so that all they hear is, you know, the one part of the sentiment without really hearing the nuances to it. And again, as I said, I was very interested in exploring the nuances of the experience of these people.
Well, there are real questions of, you know, what do we tell our children? Do we frighten them? You know, do we create an identity of victimhood? You know, do we just give them a Zionist story? Do we tell them both sides? And I think the play explores that beautifully in a really short period of time.
Yeah.
It's an exploration.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point, because the play is so open to interpretation in acting, in the meaning of the lines, in the whole thing, that it's just a very good artwork, so that when people see it, it's a vehicle for all kinds of discussion and perhaps healing and perhaps insight on the part of the audience.
And another reason that I was so interested in taking Ellen up on her offer to direct it was I really wanted to assist AJV in allowing Santa Fe to participate firsthand in this dialogue, you know, allowing them to see the play firsthand for themselves, presented by members of their own community with our own particular heart given to it, and, you know, allow them to participate in this, what's a worldwide dialogue about this play.
So the playwright, Carol Churchill, has provided the play for free to basically anybody who wants to perform it, provided that they request donations from the audience for medical aid for Palestinians.
That's right.
So that's what you're doing.
And as long as we don't make any money off of it ourselves, right. We're not.
Right. Now, this has been an amazing self-organizing process. We don't have a producer. Everyone has just showed up, picked up the work that needs to happen, and done it. It's just been wonderful. Very collaborative.
Very interesting.
Yeah, this is an amazing group of people. that I've been working with.
So the group is called Another Jewish Voice, and the play is Seven Jewish Children, this Sunday, July 12th at 7 o'clock at El Museo Cultural, directed by Maura Dustudy, and one of the performers is Ellen Fox, and there's a handful of other people in it as well.
That's right.
Oh, and I should say that we've been really gifted, because El Museo has practically given us the theater. People have been stepping up, doing our lighting, our videography, all of that. So
yes,
we've been really gifted by the community in doing this.
And play. We have a beautiful a musical soloist, Elena Saposi,
right,
that's going to play violin selections during the production. And we've got some wonderful visuals going with it that have been provided by the group. So actually the play, which actually, if you read it, runs about 7 minutes, by the time we get done with it, will probably be about, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes.
Still a very short play.
Yes, yes, very short.
And this performance is dedicated to
Bassana Boulesh and her two sisters, who were all killed during the Gaza War.
And who is she?
She was one of the girls from Creativity for Peace Camp.
And that is the summer camp.
Yes, that's the summer camp that brings Israeli and Palestinian girls together.
So she was a camper here
in
Santa Fe.
She was a camper here in Santa Fe.
Well, we look forward to seeing you.